And now you're going to be Ma'ayit HaSukkah. What happens? So there are two ways you can be Ma'ayit HaSukkah. You can Ma'ayit HaSukkah by putting Be'karim U'kesasas Lo'y Havei Mir. If you want to go be Ma'ayit HaSukkah, oh no, what happened? He left. He disappeared. Casualty. We have here a casualty. Shloimi Rabinowitz has left the Ulam HaBeis Medrash. Wow, these are really nice pictures. These are really, really nice pictures. You know, it's amazing. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, here it is. When you come here later, I have to show you this book. You have to get this book so you're able to go follow along with us. I should have bought for everyone. You there, Shaul? You there?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, because he disappeared. Okay, I don't know what happened to him. No, it was meat. You might have with pillows and blankets, not called the meat. But little kulu, even though you mavatl them, mishum the bottle died the ace of them. What's the shot? If you put in the sukkah pillows and blankets, why is that called that not meat? Because you're not mavatl it. These things is not called part of the ground. These things that you put in the sukkah, they're just temporary. So therefore, it's not be'etzem memayit the halal of the sukkah to less than 20 amos because you're not mevatlet. Let's say the balabos says, "I want to be mevatlet." It does not matter. But la daito yitzel kolodam. Nachmos of the avgav de balenu lekulu mishum de but la daito yitzel kolodam.
Sorry, I lost you. I don't know if you noticed.
I noticed. Don't you think I noticed? We only have. What do you think? I'm surely here. Who has 1,000 people and doesn't notice when someone goes? I only have 2 people here. I notice everything. What do you think over here? Vita.
You lost half your island.
That's right.
So where did you start from?
I started from the Gilma Bays. Gilma Bays, the second to last line. If you go, yeah, the sukkah is more than 20 amos tall, and now you need to make it less than 20 amos. So what do? You put in some mattresses. You bring in from the house a mattress. So now the mattress now is mamayit. Oh, you got the book also. You got the book.
Yes.
That's right. Gewaldig. How come you have the book?
Because I saw in Young Israel they had it.
Who, Ari Victor?
Yeah.
They don't, they have, he has a big olam there?
Where's it from? Where's the book from?
Where's the book from the bookstore?
I'm saying, who's publishing it?
It says, Kleil Haloshan.
Call us that's the they have that's the forerunner for Torah Time.
When was it published?
Right now, it was published today. It was published 2 days ago. They had the same book on Yoma. I never bought that. I had a Charat always. I should have bought the one for Yoma also. The same
one on Yoma?
Yeah, it's Gewalt. The Yoma was unbelievable. It was even better. The one in Yom was phenomenal.
So
it's just
how
good.
Come we didn't use it? You didn't say
lazy
anything.
Money. I'm a cheap guy. I knew about it. I'm just a cheapo. Alts is Geld. Weiter. Heuser Gewoy, if I was a very generous person, I would have bought 3-4 copies for you and for Rishol. I'm a lazy guy. Weiter. Heuser Gewoy, Abiyash Mamu Bolamata Bukamusas, if you want to go mad with pillows and blankets. So what's the problem? Loy Havi me wanted because you're not Nevatalit. When you put the pillows and the pillows and the blankets, even though right now, theoretically, it's less than 20 amos tall, but those, the pillows and the blankets, eventually you're going to take out, you're going to take back to your house. So therefore, you're not mevatlet, and even though you make a statement and say I'm mevatlet, but l'dayto eitzel kol v'yavakav demadlinu l'kulu mishum debol dat eitzel kol adam. Next, teven u'bitloy havim. Let's see, when you bring into the sukkah straw, and you raise the level of the ground by putting in straw in the sukkah, that's called the miut v'kol shekein ofar. Why? Because ofar, you certainly are not going to take away. Teven, you may want to feed your animals. Next. Next, teven vein osel lefanoisoi. Let's say you have teven vein osel lefanoisoi, and you have no plan to take it away. Now, what does it mean over here, Rashi? Yitzroch lefanoisoi kol yimei achag umil loy bitloy mamish b'fiv. Let's say a person puts into the sukkah straw. So straw is somewhere in between. The only time straw is going to be ma'ayit the sukkah is only if you explicitly state with your koyach dibur that you are mevatel the straw. So let's say you put straw into the sukkah and you do not say explicitly, I am hereby mevatel the straw, then, but you have no need to remove it for the remainder of sukkah. So that's the Gemara Shalom. It's a lom shayla. Teven is be'etzem, something that if you would be mevatel, it would be called bottle. But in this case, you did not say those words. And for the next 7-8 days, you have no need to remove it anyway from the sukkah. So what is the halachic status of the sukkah? So therefore, let's say you have a teven, the inos lefanoi, so, or let's say you offer stam, or you have offer stam. Now, what do you mean offer a rashi, or you offer nosan by stam, the ein yodua im osil lefanoi soy im laf. Offer is a bit worse. Offer, you may actually need the offer, because offer was used to cover foul, repulsive things, like waste products. So who knows, you may attack and need it. So this thing more now is machloikis, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, is machloikis, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, telling the Mishnah, Be'bayis, Abayis, Shemil Ohu Teven. You filled up the bayis with straw, Oit Sroidois, Ubitloi, and you mamish with Bepe Mole, you mevadlo Bepe, umevutl is mutl. So the Gemara wants to be mudaic now. Bitloi in loy bitloi loy. So this Tana holds that even when it comes to Teven, you have to explicitly be mevatel it. V'tani Allah, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yosef, he disagrees. Teven, v'enosel lefanoisai, harehu ke offer stam. He's saying it's like offer stam. U'batel. Offer, what about offer? V'osel lefanoisai, and you will take it away. Harehu ke stam Teven. It's like stam Teven. Veloy bottle, stam teven is for sure not bottle. Veloy bottle. So it turns out now we have a machlekes tanoim regarding the halacha of stam, of teven ve'ein osel lefanoisai and stam offer. Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the machlekes tanoim. Okay, let's go now next gemara. Next halacha, let's say we have a sukkah that's more than 20 amas tall. And what do you do? V'hutzin yardin b'sechof amma. And hutzin means small piece of schach, they descend within 20 amas. So the shayla is this a kosher sukkah? Okay, so part of the schach is lemala me'esrim, and part of the schach is lemata me'etrim. So what is halacha? Im tzilsam meruba mechamosam keshera. If the amount of straw, the amount of the schach that comes below 20 amas in and of itself would be sufficient. Sorry. Would be sufficient to give you more shade than there is sun, then the halacha is a kosher sukkah. V'imlav psula. Look at the picture. Okay, look at the picture. Shlomi, you see the picture?
Daf Dalad Amud Aleph.
Picture 33. 31, 33. Okay, Hutzin, very good, okay. So therefore, it's exactly 20. The hoots that come below, good, that's Allah, fine. Vaita, in psula. Okay, so Rabbi Sholim, you understand the case? Yeah, about like 10 lines down.
Front and center, my friend.
Where the picture is?
Here's the picture.
No, there's a picture.
A couple lines above, 4 lines above that. Haisa gva, next case, new case. Haisa gva miyut tvachim. Let's say the suk is more than 10 tvachim tall. The minimum height of a suk is 10 tvachim. V'chutzin yardin l'soich yud. And chutzin descend less than 10 tvachim. Sov Rabbi Lemeimar.
What does chutzin yardin mean?
Means part of the extensions of the schach.
Is yardin toch yud?
Within 10 tvachim. So within 10 tvachim is no good. The sukkah must have a halal. A sukkah must have a halal of 10 tvachim. So here you have...
Don't we pass in seven by seven?
No, that's
tvachim.
The walls. That's the walls. The height, the ceiling.
I mean, there has
the
to be
ceiling.
Space between the schach...
And the ground. And the ground of 10 tvachim. Correct. For who's yadin l'soch yud? Sov Rabbi Lemeimar. Im chamosa
mirum mitzlosam.
So let's see the gemara. Chutz in yav over here. Hoysa gvo yud. Let's see yav over here. Sukkah that's 10 tvachim tall. But, and now the chutz in yadin l'soch yud. Now the chutz in they descend less than 10 tvachim.
What, the schach?
Part of the schach.
How's that possible? If it's higher than 10 tvachim, the schach.
Look at the picture. Picture over here is.
Picture number 34.
You see, here's the sukkah. No, not yet. Eventually, I want, but not now. You see over here?
Yeah.
You see over here the sukkah? Last and tell you, so you see the picture there?
Yeah, it's 10.
Okay, so it's the 10th from the very, very top.
But it's hanging down.
Right. So therefore, the Shalav of the Lord now wants to say,
part of it is hanging down.
Right.
Yeah.
So Abai wanted to say, that if the part of the schach, if you were to magically cut away all of the schach that's exactly 10 tefachim and above,
right,
and you'll be left with just the part of the schach that's below 10 tefachim,
right,
if it itself would not give you sufficient shade
adequate,
to give you
more than the sun, yeah,
then it's not a problem. It's not a problem because it's not providing its schach possible. One of the Hamim wants to understand that schach less than 10 tefachim is begeder schach possible.
Yeah.
It's schach possible because the schach must be above 10 tefachim. So if you have schach below 10 tefachim and that schach is halachic schach because it provides more shade than sun, it's less than 10 tefachim. So
it's
good.
There's
schach, no, it's no good. Then it's schach possible.
If it provides more shade than sun?
Yes, below 10 tefachim. Below 10
tefachim. And if it provides more shade than sun?
But yes, if it provides more shade, what is schach supposed to do? It's supposed to provide more shade than sun.
Correct.
But it's supposed to do this between 10 tefachim and 20 amos.
Yes.
Let's say it's less than 10 tefachim.
Nee.
So then it's providing more shade than sun in an area that's no good.
Uh-huh.
Because it's too low.
It's
so therefore, we would think now to say that in the case where the schach is below 10 tefachim and if the amount is going to be, so let's say... Now
but that's not what the Gemara says. If the sun is more than the shadow,
oh, so then you would say it's not called schach possel. Since
just the opposite,
right.
It's schach possel, yeah.
It should not be called schach possel because it's not providing real shade.
Nee, and
certainly.
Therefore,
so I would think that it's a kosher sukkah.
Why?
Because it's not interfering. It's not.
But it's supposed to be more shade than sun. If it's less than 10 tefachim and there's more sun than shade, why would you think it's kosher?
Well, because it's
the whole tachlis, it should be more shade than...
No, because you have anyway kosher schach on top of that. Look at this picture.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Make believe you would slice away. You would make believe you would slice away. So the bottom would not be doing anything for you anyway. It would not be giving you enough. It would not
correct.
Be giving you. So therefore,
regardless,
but now you have this stuff on top. The
right.
stuff that is providing kosher.
Right.
The stuff is for, so the stuff in the bottom, lemayel
v'lemayrid.
So the more is that's what I would think. And that would be parallel to the case we learned before of where it's above 10, 20 amas. When it was above, the other case...
Oh, the other way around.
So they also...
Part of it is below, and it's also kosher.
Right, so it's kosher.
So could you repeat a sabra by lemem im
chamasim? If the amount that's descending below 10 tefachim,
right.
If it's more sun than shade,
right.
So it's not interfering.
Right.
Now here comes a moiry.
So he's saying a statement now, it's kosher?
We would think.
You
this
would
is what
think.
We think. So now comes Rav Zemur de Gazach. It's an oilam hafuch. Just because lamala, when it's above when you have a situation where it's above 20 amos, there the hutzin that's yoyre lamata, it's a different world.
Lamala moyred.
Because there it's not interfering. Whatever halacha you have to go through the case exactly make the proper scenario. But the rules of what takes place above 20 amos are not the same rules which take place below 10 tefachim, because you need a dira. If there are chutzin that are coming you to below tefachim, there's a naya
below
din.
20 tefachim, yeah.
Below 10 tefachim.
I'm sorry, 10 tefachim, yeah.
It's not just a din of schach posel. It's a din that's not a dira. It's not a dira.
No.
It's a naya din.
It's not a dira.
If you're living in a place and right on top of your head there are chutz banging into your eyes, it's called a dira serucha. As opposed to the laws, we're not going to go into the details, when the issue is above 20 amos.
Nee.
When you're dealing with a situation
part
that's,
of
above,
it,
that's
right.
above 20 amos.
Right.
So there, the only issue you need to involve yourself in is it schach possible, schach kosher.
Right.
You don't have to deal with an issue of a dira, of a dira
oh,
issue.
I see what you're saying.
But when you're dealing with a matzav where the schach is coming within 10 tefachim,
this
is not a dira.
What's the reason why? Because a person comes in contact with that schach?
There are 10 tefachim on this table.
How much is a tefach? 4 or 5 inches?
A tefach is 4 fingers. I don't know. No.
I remember in Chay they used to show this.
Four fingers.
Right.
And
this is an amma they used to show.
Amma, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Amma, yeah. We put out your middle finger. Your middle finger until your elbow is an amma. Vital.
Middle finger? I mean from here to here?
Yeah, that's why this the middle is called the amma. Why is the middle called the
amma? That's where it ends?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Until the elbow.
That's amazing.
Dal amas.
But interesting, it's a machlokes. But you know, there's a machlokes between Chazon Ish and Chaim Noah. Why can't you measure it to see the ma'aseh? How?
Maybe they had bigger arms. It's the average size. Chveisnish. Chveisnish, 18 inches.
So he paskins if it hangs, you're not
yoitza.
Because the
sukkah
is not a
sukkah. Next thing, Nai Unfang. Let's say it was more than 20 amas tall. Bonobo, it's the bar, can I get doifin or emtsoi? Ah. That's the picture over here in the middle of the Gemara.
Nee.
Let's go look over here, the picture over here.
This is a very good book.
Gevaldik, this is Mamish. It brings gold. It brings to life.
Right, brings to life.
Toira. Yeah. Mamish Toira. They even have decorations in the sukkah. So in this case, over here, we have here.
I'm already in the mood of sukkahs. I feel already the oirs of sukkahs.
Gevaldik. Gevaldik. So here we have, we did it here, we have Yeshba. Okay, we have over here, we did, now we're looking at the sukkah over here in Itztaba. So Shlomi, which picture are we up to?
Itztaba is a...
An extension.
An extension.
It's like on the bottom, they put something there to
what,
make it.
What picture? What picture are we up to? What 35. Picture? 35.
Itztaba
is a platform.
Oh, here, yeah, yes, platform. Here it is. I got it.
Like a stage.
Picture 38. Wait till we 35. Wait till we 35. 37, 36. 35. Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, let's go. Now, it's a platform. Givaldi. Yeah, very good picture.
Where's
there.
The platform? The
we have your sukkah that's 20 amos tall, more than 20 amos tall. It's no good. The sukkah is no good. It's right. More than 20 amos tall. So, what are you going to do? You're going to raise the floor. But you're only going to raise the floor in the bare minimum of raising the floor. What is the bare minimum of a kosher sukkah? 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim and a mashahu. 7 tvachim right. by 7 tvachim. So, over here, you build an itztava. The size
which raises the sukkah,
but which can't, you raise can't be... the floor. You're raising the floor of the sukkah. The sukkah is more than 20 amas, and the sukkah is a very large sukkah, like you see here in the picture. And you put the itztaba be'emsa. So the shiloh goes to the gemara. Ha'isa, look at the picture, even picture in the gemara. The picture that's in the gemara itself explains the case. Ha'isa givoya me'es shemama. Your original sukkah is more than 20 amas tall. Bonobo itztaba, and you put an itztaba, you build a platform. Kinegan Dufin Emsa, like in the picture. Right smack
it's
in the center.
That's a sky view, right? That's a sky view.
Sky view, correct. Sky view. Bird's eye view. A bird's eye view. Like what's it called? The Virgin thing? What are they going to go into space today?
Virgin Galactica.
Why today do they go to Virgin Galactica? Because today's daf.
Virgin?
Today's daf is Lamala Mies Shemama. There's no other reason why they went to Shemayim today other than because today's daf is Lamala Mies Shemama. No, Shlemi?
Today?
Al
is Torah. They did it today?
Yeah. They had...
It was privately funded.
Avada, you want to go? I know some people...
The guy himself went.
Right, I heard about that.
I know some people I would love to send, but they shouldn't come back. They should stay there.
Right.
It's when you build an illegal platform. Right in the center. Alpanei kula along the entire
could you show
length.
Me which picture is this?
Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara's picture. The Gemara is the best picture.
Me.
It's even better than
so
the
picture. So one second. The walls are 20 amas on the mountain.
So it's no good. Right. Yeah. So what do you build over there? Look at the bird's eye view.
It says 20 amas until 20 amas.
No, so the sukkah is no good. The sukkah is now, the schach is more than 20 amas. We have to go fast. Okay, you build over the platform. The platform over there.
And you build a platform.
In the center. You see in the center where the platform is?
The center?
You see the platform in the Gemara?
Yeah. We mean the center of the...
Does the platform cover the entire sukkah, length of the floor, the entire sukkah?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Look at the part...
The length, not the width.
Okay, fine, the width.
I have to see the picture. Where's the picture?
This picture. Weiter. That picture.
Where's the platform?
You see in the back that marble? It's not so great, that picture.
Yeah.
You see in the back over there?
Yeah.
Fine, that's what he did. So if you stand...
And that's high, and that's 7 tvachim high.
If you're standing... Not 7 tvachim high. If you're standing on that platform, then between the platform and the ceiling is less than 20 amas.
Good.
But that platform is only the smallest amount of size to make a kosher sukkah.
Yeah.
So the issue is, what about 7 by 7? So what about the rest
of the
sukkah?
That's where he puts the table?
Yeah. Oh, so the shayla is, what about the rest of the sukkah? Do we say the rest of the sukkah is an extension of that platform? Even though the rest of the sukkah, there is no platform. The part where there is no platform.
Nay.
Do we say that once you've already established a kosher sukkah where the platform is, the remainder of the sukkah, even though it's more than 20 amas tall, is an extension of that part of the sukkah. It should be good. Let's see the Gemara inside. So a high is a Gemara b'Yisrael Rambam b'Bonavay Tzva b'Legeg Doif Nam Tzva the center. Alpanei kulong long to our length. Right, like the picture.
Long middle of the wall.
The middle wall. Three walls.
Right.
There's one the back wall.
Right.
Two, three.
Nee.
The platform is along the back the back wall.
Oh, that's what it means. I'm sorry.
And it's like right.
Okay.
Alpanei kula the Yesh b'Hechsher Sukkah and that area where the platform is.
And I guess I'm assuming that's where he eats on top.
Oh, let's see now. That's gonna be the Gemara Shaila. So Shaila is so we connect them to Alpanei kula v'yesh b'hechsher sukkah kashera. It's kasha.
Nee.
Now what's kasha? What's kasha? The part that the platform is kasha. What about the rest of the sukkah? Look at Rashi. So lom shaila. When Rabbi Shol Zef, when you know when he learns the Gemara and he understands something, the whole
Flatbush lights up. Weiter.
The whole Flatbush pulsates. That's what's the word? Pulsates.
Pulsates.
Weiter. Rabbi Salimin to explain us all the good words here.
Weiter.
The Yesh Hechsher Sukkah Ksher. Over here, see of the Rashi. Rashi over here says. Nee. Rashi says, "Oi, where's the Rashi? Rashi is down. No, there's no Weiter all the way down.
No, there is."
Dove Yom Tzoy, got it all that's the first medium-sized wide line. The Stam Sukkah Bash Leisha Devanus Kimas Nisan.
Correct.
Stam Sukkah has three walls.
Right.
The Reviyasi Kula Posach. So Pelta Gazach, that Stam Sukkah only has three walls. Why is that so? In your Sukkah in your house, how many walls do you have in your Sukkah in your house? Four walls. Why does Rashi say it's Stam Sukkah has three walls? In the Gemara, maybe, because the Gemara is discussing.
No, you know why? Allah Lomash Messinai. It's two walls and a tefach,
right,
which is love.
I guess in the world of halacha, in the world of practicality, most people have two achvesnish. In the world, in the Gemara, in the Talmud, when you learn a daf Gemara, you're learning halacha, mamele, we're not discussing the world of reality. There's a chilik between the world of reality and the world of the Gemara. The Gemara, when it says Stam Sukkah, it's two walls.
Yeah, okay.
Vaida. So therefore, the David of the Stam Sukkah, about Shlosh Tavon, Gimasi, says, Arviyasi Kula Pasuach.
No, you have Pesach or Pesuach?
I have no vav there. Kula, whatever
Pesach, Pesach.
Kula, Pesach. Open. Al Pnei Kula. Shemagin Beis Rosh HaItztabal LeBeis Defanes HaTztadin. VeItztabal Hu Binyin Avonim Tit. Im Yeshba BeItztabal Shiur Hechsher Sukkah. Kitana Shiva Tvachim. Umashu Dehainu Roish Revinu B'Shulchonai. Rashi is telling us the Shiva Hechsher Sukkah is seven. And the Shiva of seven Amashu is?
How many inches is that, Beiruch?
I don't know. Seven, I don't know. Roish Revinu B'Shulchonai. Kesher. Now here comes the very hard Rashi.
Let's see. Have Shiva Tvachim? Where do you have seven Tvachim?
Yeah, both along the length, along both dimensions, both areas, both width and length.
Width and length.
Okay. So it's seven by seven plus. So therefore,
you're telling me the platform is Shiva by Shiva?
Yes, that's what it says over here. Even more. That's the back over there.
Okay, I got it.
Vaita Kasher. Now here comes the Rashi we came here for tonight. This is the Rashi. This is the meat and potatoes. Kishera, call Hasuk. So Rashi over here says he drops a bomb. This is a Rashi Vashir. This already is Mamish. He's going now into Brisk. They don't learn. They don't learn Kotcha.
Nee.
But if they would learn Masechta Sukkah and Brisk, this could be a whole week on this year. This Rashi.
Weiter.
Rashi says, call Hasukkah. The Ganze Sukkah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shol Zev, a Ganze Sukkah. There's only seven Tvachim by seven Tvachim that has the height of less than 20 amas. How can you say the Ganze Sukkah?
Yeah.
So you want to go sit like Tzidei with the Shusarabim. It's an extension.
Uh-huh.
Once you shaf in this Velta, a safe harbor, then everywhere else in the Velta is an extension.
You have
a base medrash learning Torah. Once you establish a Moshe of Torah, then it's an espash in the Ganze Velt. See what it says over here? What it says over here is Murdi Gazach, this Rashi.
Says that's Rashi. Kol
HaSukkah was kedai to wake up this morning, to wait the whole day, and to anticipate in pins and needles to get to this moment in time. We learn this Rashi. What else did he come to this world for?
Nei, Kol
HaSukkah. This Rashi. Kol HaSukkah. Sheyesh al Gimel Defanos. Vahai Hechsher Sukkah. The high Hechsher Sukkah. So that platform is called Hechsher Sukkah.
Yeah.
Afilu minho itztabo v'holo. Weiter. Even in the rest of the Sukkah. You see this picture?
Yeah.
Ganze Sukkah. Mm-hmm. Why? The maninon chalala, we calculate its hollow space. Meroisho itztabo umala. V'nimso doifenem tsoi kulu kosher. Udefanos hatzdadim berochav ha'itzdava is also good. Chuchshuba becomes kosher. Harekan suketanik kasherah. Now here we go weiter. This is the chiddush.
Yeah.
V'amrin l'kamon pesel.
Pesel.
What? How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
How do you pronounce it? I think it's Pesel. Notice they said in Yeshiva, yeah. I think Pesel. Pesel, I yotze min.
Pesel
means an extension, not in this case. Pesel over here means an extension. Schach posel. Schach posel. Hayotze min asukah. Nidon.
How do you do Tai Chi Pesel?
Pesel? Pesel means more later on, where it means an extension. I think what it means is, it doesn't mean posel, it means schach. It means an extension. Okay, in this context, okay. I don't know. In this context, it means if you have sukkah, sukkah, and the wall stop. Let's say they have no walls. There are no walls anymore. The walls come to an end, but the schach continues to extend, see. Even in the makam where there are no defanos.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the halacha? Look,
Daf Yutes.
Yosef ben Asukah, Nidin Kesukah. Mifarshin Allah, Im Yesh Hechsher Sukah B'yachad, Ve'oid Yesh V'sukah Misham V'holah Pesel, Dehainu, Schach Ha'osui, Pesel is called Psoiles Goyde V'yakev.
It's Kesukah V'fim L'mim Yesh L'hechsher
Sukah. Psoiles Goyde V'yakev, Shazoh Darkon Liosos, the Schach is made from Psoiles. That's the answer to your question. You asked the question.
So that's good if it's made from psoilus.
Right, so it's psoilus. It's kosher schach. It's kosher. Even though there's no wall. This schach that you're living under, you're eating under, is schach that has no defanois.
Uh-huh.
There are no defanois. How could you be yoytze eating the mitzvah derais of sukkah sitting on the schach that has zero defanois?
What's up, Shad?
Because since the schach is an extension of a mokum which does have defanois,
yeah,
and extends outwards, yoytze. If you have a beautiful sukkah, it's like three walls,
yeah, yeah,
and then the schach continues to go out, weiter.
You could eat under.
Out there. But out there, where are your walls? Uh-huh. There's no walls. I just have an awning that's coming out.
Technically, you're allowed to.
Yeah! That's what it says, yeah. So they've just. But where are the walls? Where are the walls? There are no. The walls stop here.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, you're able to eat in this eat over there where there are zero walls. And the only thing you have is schach on top of your right.
Wall. You have a wall to your right side.
No, but no, not your right side. No, you have nothing. Let's say you have over here. Make believe these tables are three walls, okay?
Three walls.
And then this, but the schach goes weiter.
Yeah.
Goes weiter. So
that's how we paskin? You could say.
I don't know. Halacha. I don't know anything. Nee. I still don't know halacha. And the schach goes all the way outside.
Nee.
And now you're sitting over there outside. So you're underneath the schach. So
it's one extension.
Where are the walls? Where are the walls? There are no walls. Right. It doesn't matter. Since the schach is coming from a mokoim that has walls,
I got it.
So here's a zelbazach. Just like we say that principle with regards to defanois,
right,
we're going to say that principle regarding height.
Right.
If you have a sukkah that's lamala mi eshramama, it's puzzle.
Right.
Puzzle gamri. But if you can shaf in that mokoim a kosher sukkah, you can make an itzdaba and raise the floor in one area where you have three defanos, which is going to be kosher. Then the rest of the mokoim that does not have the height of that has more than 20 amas will be an extension of that. It's a din of pesel hayetz min asukkah. You hear Shlomi?
Yes.
Okay, so Lom Shavart. Vayit finish with the Rashi. Mevashin lo yachasam, im yesh hechshom sukkah b'yachad, v'oy yesh b'sukkah. Mishav v'hol l'peh pesla, im yisach hachos, im yisol b'gol v'yekah, zhul dakin l'asos, v'yotzi b'mehechshom sukkah, sh'ein lo yachshom d'fanes, nidin g'sukkah. Hech, kol asur k'moy shigdil k'sheira. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let's chaz them one more time. With the first the line right before we have the picture. Right before the illustration. Ha yisah, givoya me'eshem amam. I'll tell you, Musa v'chusa. In order to lighten you up,
usually before learning. Okay,
nay. You're right. Let's go weiter. Ha'isa gavoya is too late. You're right. Too late. Ha'isa gavoya me'eshem amu bona ba itzdaba. You built an itzdaba. Can I get different? I'm sorry. I'll pinay kulav yeshba hashukah kasher. Now, next halacha. Uminatzad. Let's say you build the itzdaba.
So means that means you're yard, even if you eat outside that.
Right.
Okay.
Because
okay,
the dinner pesla yaitzis. We just said that's the same principle.
Okay. I just wanted.
Right. Uminatzad. I like when you do that. You lighten up the
shiur.
Let's say, look at the next picture, the second picture in the Gemara. There, notice the itzdaba does not have a hechsher sukkah.
I have to see it here.
It only has two walls. Umenatzad. Here, this
which
picture.
Picture
38.
Oh,
38.
Rafan, you also have this book.
He has.
Which one?
38. Picture 38. The 38? Numbers on the top, the very, very top, the little teeny letters.
38?
38. You only have two walls.
You only have two walls.
You don't have a kosher sukkah.
Oh, at the corner of the. It conjoins.
So it's no good. You don't have three walls.
Ah, okay.
Umenatzad. In Yeish Misfas. It's about Lukhois
of Daramas. What's that guy? Lost the place.
Umenatzad.
Umenatzad. In Yeish.
If you have. Now, make if you have Dal Ramas. You have Dal Ramas. You see over here, they show you two pictures. One is one between the end of the thing. There's this four Ramas. One is less. Doifin Akuma. if you're going to have between the end of the Itzdaba less than Dalet Amos, so then you consider the Itzdaba does have a wall.
Less than Dalet Amos? From the where the Itzdaba ends until the next wall.
Right. So then, we can say Devin Akuma.
Oh, that's the halacha. Yeah,
but let's say it's
going to be... If it was curved,
right.
It was bent.
So then the Itzdaba has really three walls.
So we look at it as if the wall right. Is, which wall is bent? The opposite wall?
We look at it, because it's more than 20 amos, we look at the schach, nice. The schach lamala to be a wall, a doifin akuma, a wall, a bent wall.
Nice.
And that's why you have now the
istaba. But which one is bent? The one where the istaba is or the other side?
Here you have back, you have one wall.
Yeah.
This is the second wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is going to be the third wall.
Correct.
Because this, the top.
Which one do we visualize as if it was a doif nakuma?
This.
As if it was entirely.
Because it's bent over. So this, going over to that, makes it, it's the third wall of the istaba.
Yeah.
If it's from the end of
what's the difference between these two pictures?
One is more, and one is more than four tvachim, four amos, one is less than four amos.
Four tvachim is not good.
No, because then you can't say devin akuma. Halacha l'moshe misinai, devin akuma is only when it's within dalit amos.
Oh, I got it,
When it's more than you don't say devin akuma.
I got it.
Minatzad.
By the way, you should know the Baal Shem Tov used to dafka sin in a sukkah with
all the
coolest
to show halacha l'moshe
Sinai. You heard about this?
No, I never heard about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gewalt gezach.
You have to show halacha is halacha.
You have to be a maimin in halacha, 100% gewalt. This is the ikki yisoid. If you don't have a muna, you got nothing. They're garnished. Now is the time to see the very long sech the sukkah.
I know somebody who sits dafka in such a sukkah, indoor sukkah, with all of the...
All the coolest. Some people, they live the whole life like that. They live the life with all the coolest.
No, it's not a call. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai.
You come for baruch hu and you leave.
Next,
weiter. Min atzadim yesh v'sasa yitzul gadol dalam tzuvi. Pachz abraham is ksheira.
Min atzadim yesh v'sasa yitzul gadol dalam tzuvi.
What's the tenila? We learn about halacha.
Mike Marshall.
Bayish and nifchas. Let's say a person, you take off your seal, you live in a fancy house,
like a skylight.
Shlomi Rabinowitz. I make a skylight in the middle. Skylight in the middle.
The guy where I was, he had a skylight. Yeah,
and you have Dalet Amos.
Lev Yitzchak Klein sits in such a sukkah.
Yeah, who's Yitzchak Klein?
You know, he loves Yitzchak Klein. Sure, you know who he is. He's an electrician. You know who he is by face.
He's wireless.
When he comes, he learns here in the back.
I know who he is. Yeah, Bayis. He did the electricity over. He did some of the lights.
Yeah, yeah. He does fixtures.
Bayis shenifchas v'sichich al gabav im yesh v'nakos l'sichich Dalet Amos sula.
Because l'sichich Dalet Amos sula.
What's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, Mahu the same.
We mean, what's the Chiddush? I don't understand.
So we know this. What are you telling me? You tell me the ability. You tell me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We know this from a brisa.
Mahu the same Chasim with the Chazil Devin and Devin. I'm Hachad the Chazil Devin. Emuloi, maybe the Din of Devin Akuma applies less than 20 Amos. Who says you can apply the principle of Devin Akuma less than in a Makom where it's more than 20 Amos
without the Itzdaba? It's the bow.
Right. Because it's not royal doifin.
Oh,
why not? This is a very short. This line over here is a gestolz.
How's the chazal doifin?
Go, Rabbi Sholim, give a share. 7:30 on a consult. Give masbe what this means over. It's very short of Volovia. The word more means exactly.
Why?
It's a very long short of Volovia. Mao the same. Mahasam would the chazal doifin by the regular skyline.
That's.
Then it's Roy.
Because the wall's less than 20 hours.
It's not. What does that mean? What do those words mean? The lechazil daifen. Give a shear. This is the sugya. The garvus to sugya of chazil daifen. You hear the sugya?
No.
The shear is the sugya of chazil daifen. That's
really?
What I mean. No. Don't believe anything that I say. Everything I say is
below. Nay.
The lechazil daifen aim aloy. I would say not. Kamashon. What is Rashi? Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Pachos me arba amos hasam with two zvei.
One second. Minatzad.
Three lines to the bottom.
You forgot the Rashi minatzad.
Eight zvei drei.
Not minatzad. You're not going
to
learn that Rashi.
No. Let's go to the bottom. Right, three lines to the bottom. It's daf yom. You have to skip.
Which Rashi?
Three lines from the bottom. Hasam who?
One second.
Three lines. Eins zvei drei. I learned that recently.
Hasam who? Nini.
Can you imagine? They told me number three. Drei.
Nini.
Three lines from the bottom.
Hasam who?
Dry weeks.
Nini. Hasam who?
Hasam who? What did you say?
One second. Hello?
Oh no, he disappeared. See, that's fine with Zoom. People, they just go.
Nay.
Chasam hu damin and doifin akuma mishum. The doifin, the chazil doifin.
The doifin. The ain't a gavoy
mikashir. It's rational, you say.
It's the same within 20 amas.
It's not, it's ain't a gavoy mikashir. The ain't sach lo okmoy elokade le carvo le schach. Aval hacha do le chazil doifin. the akimusoy mishum dilischazel mehavi doifen, the bending it mishum dilischazel to make it lemahavi doifen who loyomar kamashma. You have to read Rashi a lot of lumbus. Rashi over here.
I think I understand it.
Rashi is saying that in a normal case, the doifen is called a doifen. It's a tremendous lumbus. The lumbus over here is so chief. What he's saying over here, Rashi. When you have a regular sukkah, we have a regular sukkah, right? A regular sukkah.
Hey.
Let's take a step back. Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush. It's like mind-boggling what he's saying over here. It's really the Gemara saying the Gemara. Let's go back to the beginning of the Masechta. If you have a sukkah that's lamala me eshamama, more than 20 amos tall.
Yeah.
What's the reason why it's no good? Why is the sukkah no good?
Four reasons.
What?
We said many reasons. Four reasons.
Okay, but fine. All the four reasons. But what's the tame hamikra? The tame hamikra. So if you ask the average person, they're going to tell you because once you get to above 20 amos, after you tell me all the words of the Gemara, the bottom line is you don't have schach.
Nee.
That's what you're going to say. You're going to say that once you get to a certain height,
nee,
this is not halachic schach.
No, that's not necessarily true.
What do you mean not necessarily true? That's what you think. Why? You need to have, it has to be less than 20 amos.
That's a nirulei naim. It has to be schach.
Right, so nirulei naim. So therefore, it's not halachic schach. Once you get to 20 amos, where lies the chesaron? You'll tell me, I have a wonderful sukkah, I have four walls, everything is gewaldic, four walls, you don't even need four walls, you have four of walls, the problem is the schach. So Rashi says, the Gemara Rashi was trying to say, the Gemara wants to say, I mean, that's not the pshat. If the schach is more than 20 amos, you don't have walls.
Right.
You don't have walls. If the wall goes to a height of more than 20 amos, this is not called a wall. The schach is good. Forget about the schach. Hey. This is not lamay nafkamina. You can't say defen akuma. You only can say defen akuma on a wall.
Yeah.
What is a wall? A wall is up to 20 amos. Once you get more than 20 amos, this is not called a wall. What do you mean it's not called a wall? It is a wall. The only reason why telling us more than 20 amos is no good is because more than 20 amos, you don't have schach.
That's what I'm saying. You could say that it's not a wall. Of course it's a wall.
Well, the Gemara's maskana is it is a wall. But Rashi over here is telling you the Havmin of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havmin is saying that why would you think that you cannot, that you do not say Devan Akuma? If it's Lamai Lamei Esrim, what's the lumdis of why we may not, Mar's the Gasha. What are you coming to Machadish? Devan Akuma? We know that already. Devan Akuma is a halacha. Everyone knows Devan Akuma. So Mar says, no. The only time you say Devan Akuma is only when you have walls that are less than 20 amos. But here you have a wall that's more than 20 amos. Who says you're going to say Devan Akuma? What does that mean? So Rashi says, a tremendous chiddush. The Havamina is a wall that's more than 20 amos is not called a wall. It's not a wall. So when you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that you have schach that's lamala miyashamala, it's possible.
Why is it not called a wall? The schach is not called schach. Who says the wall is not called a wall? Who says it's possible?
Because then the Hayilim Shan the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush of this Hav Itztva? The chiddush of Itztva is we say doifen akuma. Frek the Gemara, doifen akuma. I know this already. I know Dovin Akuma. This is old news. Rashi says, no, the only time you know you learned Dovin Akuma is in the standard Dovin Akuma. What's the standard Dovin Akuma? You have walls that are less than 20 amos. Problem is they don't reach.
What about this? You have walls that's more than, and that's 20 amos high, and the schach, somehow you're able to lower the schach within 20 amos. You put some kind of...
So then we don't consider the part of the schach above that to be walls altogether. If the schach comes within 20
amos, yeah?
If we make believe the wall was cut
off. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
L'chayra, I hear what you're saying. L'chayra, if the schach comes within 20 amos, the rest of that, those walls don't exist. Look, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe look in the Rishonim, maybe they talk about that case. Maybe you're right, maybe there's some lumpness in there also. But the pashas is, the more rational...
It would be great if someone came out of a 3D dimensional...
They have.
Goggles.
Yotza
Schor. Why?
You
it brings to life. You're three dimensional.
It comes to a certain point. This is already even over the top of this.
But this is flat.
This is already confusing. They have already doyrois. Look out over here, the back over here. The picture over here. These are from 14 years ago, not 7 years ago. 14 years ago. These pictures, 14 years ago, they went to the. Everyone knew the Masechta very good. lot of these.
But this is more updated. This is like
right now, Hayoyim, this
more modern.
This came out today.
What do you have to say to why? I mean, you understand it better. They have to come out with more.
Okay, fine. In a Hanami.
If
it works, it works.
You think they have three-dimensional? You could see
for
that.
Sure.
It's gewaldig.
Weiter. So you hear the chiddush, the lamedes. The lamedes is that 20 amis, over 20 amis, it's not called a wall.
Uh-huh.
If it's not called a wall, in the mail, you can't say that.
So you would think definitely wouldn't help.
From Mash Malan, no such thing. Just because it's over 20 amis, you can still say Defen Akuma, which basically means that you can either, well, it means one of two things. Not really clear what Gemara is saying. Either Taket's not a wall, but Defen Akuma makes it into a wall, or it is a wall, always a wall.
Uh-huh.
How do you learn the Gemara's answer? What's the Kamash Malan? There's a Lom Shaila. When you can say that Kamash Malan,
that it is a Defen Akuma.
Is that your premise is correct? A wall that's
I happen to like Yisrael Zev's question about if the halal is reduced to 19 amos because
and the wall then goes a little bit higher, it keeps them going weiter, it keeps them going higher.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you wanted to say. What were you saying?
There's two ways you can reduce the halal, either by the istaba or with the hutzin, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes.
So therefore, you say the same din of Deif and Akuma if you have Hutin that are reducing the halal.
You don't need to say Deif and Akuma in that case.
Why not? Of course, you have to say Deif and Akuma in that case because you have a space between the Hutin and the wall. It's not the Hutin are not going in the full.
I don't understand. I'm totally confused. What's the case? The sukkah is
the malo. The case over here is where you have the istaba, not the full footprint of the sukkah.
Okay.
That's the case.
Okay.
Right?
Correct.
Right. And therefore, you're saying that even though the wall is 20 amis, you still say Dolph and Akuma for that wall, for that section,
okay,
where there's no istaba. Correct.
Okay. Correct.
So my question is, if you have instead of the istaba, you have Hutzin coming down, which is reducing the height of the wall from 20 to 19, but the Hutzin are not the full the full depth of the entire schach. You have a 3.99 space between the Hutzin and the wall.
Aha. Uh-huh. So there you want to say Devin Akum, Devin Akum.
That's your Zev's question.
That's your Zev's question, to say Devin Akum in the case of Hutzin. So let me ask you,
right.
who says we can say Devin Akuma in the case of Hutzin? Maybe Devin Akuma has to be where you flush with the schach. That's another Hoshai, that's with the two Tvachim. Who says you can say Devin Akuma where it's not? In this case, he's saying Devin Akuma where the Devin Akuma is going to end up being flush.
I don't want to hold up the shiv. I hear what you're saying.
Okay, Gvaldik. He's giving you covers. If he gives you covers, this is the real deal.
Nay, weiter.
So this is the Chish of Rashi.
Kamash Malan.
That you can say Doifin
at you could even apply for that.
On a Doifin, that's more than 20 amis.
Yeah.
Okay, weiter Gemara. Let's find New case. Case number 3. You build the Itzaba in the center.
In the center?
In the center. Next picture. On the bottom. Look at the bottom. This picture over here on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Now you go to this. What is the halacha? Im yesh misfasik smol gof na arba amas l'chol ruch psula. Pachas na arba amas k'sheira. Okay, here you're going to say abas on all four sides.
One second. Im yesh misfasik smol gof
na arba amas l'chol ruch ruch. All four sides.
Then that's not good.
It is good.
No, it's right.
Because more than that, you can't see.
Has to be within Dalad Amos.
Well, let's say Parchas. We have Amos Ksheira.
Same concept.
My Kamash Malon. That is the Amina and Doif and Akuma. Hainu Hach. And the Gemara Mal, the same Doif and Akuma. Miruch Hachas. Amina and Abubuk. Abubuk. Ruch Ruch Loi Kamash Malon. The Chidashir learned that you can say Doif and Akuma all four sides.
I would have thought only from one side.
Only one side. The chiddush is you can.
Why
say,
would you think that that it only applies from one side, not both sides?
It's a chiddush already because it's Devin Akum is virtual. It's a chiddush. It says such thing. I don't know. I guess it's a chiddush.
Okay.
Who says you
okay.
All four sides? Kamash, you can all four sides.
Okay.
Vaita. But by the way, can you say two halacha at the same time? That's the Gemara. The Gemara has
two halacha.
Can you say Lavud and Devin Akuma? Can you say two halacha?
One second. When we say within Dalad Am, that's called loved.
No, three tefachim is loved.
Oh, so what's that? What's
Dovinakum is Dalad Am?
No, I know.
To make a wall.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. So, yeah. And three, and within three tefachim, less is loved. Yeah.
Next to you.
So if it was attached.
Yeah. Let's see new halacha. Let's say the opposite, the reverse. The sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, so it's not kosher. Nee. And now you're going to dig. You're going to lower the ground.
Excavate.
You see over here? Oh, excavate. Well, so over here you see the pictures.
Which picture do I have to look at?
We have to go, let's see which picture is this. It was more than 10 tefachim.
41.
This book just came out.
Which
one?
Erev Sukkot came out.
which picture?
41. Picture 41.
41?
41.
So where's it excavate? Where is it?
Look carefully. You see there on the ground, and in inside you see they dug out some earth. You see that's why these pictures are not so great. Some of these
so
pictures.
Without the dig out of earth, it's 10 tefachim.
It's less than 10 tefachim.
Wow, where's it dug from the bottom?
Less than 10
tefachim, right?
One second. From the ground?
Yeah, you see the sukkah, and then you see part of the area is not dug down, and after you get past three tefachim, then you see they
you could see where
from the lower portion where it's like white.
Yeah.
From that ground to the ceiling is 10 tefachim.
Okay.
And on the sides, on the left, the right.
Yeah.
It's not been dug.
Oh, I got
so
it.
So there, it's less than 10 tefachim. There is only 9
correct,
tefachim.
Correct.
So the shaila is this a kosher sukkah?
So we say.
So let's see the gemara.
Say loved, no? It's less than
three tefachim.
What is the question? Right.
That's why they went into space today. To show there's next. A chilik between Lamala and Lamata.
You could have love at Lamala also.
That's true.
You could have love at Lamala. You don't need to come out.
Actually, Lamala, you have good achis, so good achis, whichever one.
No. So that's not love. That's not love. Love it.
I know, that's right.
Love is a different doifin. Love is a
different. One second, are they all the same, just different words, but it's all the same concept?
No, it's not the same concept. Doifin akuma is a din being is in a ceiling. Doifin akuma is purely a din in a ceiling to connect walls to a ceiling. You have walls, and the walls in between the wall and the kosher schach is schach posel. You have to have at least something. You have to have mamoshus. You have to have a dover shel mamish in between the doifin and the schach.
So you're saying if the top of the schach coming from the wall to the kosher schach is less than three tefachim.
No, you don't need. You can have.
The top of the sukkah, the edges are pasul. So the walls
Dal
here,
Ramis.
And then you have pasul schach. You're using doifin akuma.
Dal Ramis.
Make it kosher.
How and what's the shear of Devin Akuma?
Within Dalad Am, not Dalad Am.
After Dalad Am, Dalad Am, Dalad Am.
Lloyd Bob Club. Dalad Am is here, Dalad Am is here.
All four sides. All four sides. You have your dining room, and you open up, you have a skylight, and you open up the skylight.
So if there's less than Dalad Am?
There's less than 6 feet from the skylight to the walls. It's a kosher sukkah.
I've been into such a sukkah.
Yeah, but it's not virtual. It's
Levi Yitzchak Klein has a sukkah like that.
You know, I think this touches. I'm sorry for interrupting. I think this touches what you were saying before. I would find that you cannot have two halachim l'shem sinai. Over here, where you chokok lahashlim, you need lovud, and if you want to use doif and akuma.
Okay, we're not discussing that.
We're not discussing that.
Fine, we're not discussing. Come on.
You can use doif and akuma with lovud.
No, you can't have two halachos at the same time.
Oh, that's the klal. You can't use two halachim l'shem sinai.
Only one halacha l'mashin at a time.
You're right. You don't need doif and akuma. But what happens if you need it? What happens if you need it? You're right. You don't have.
Then
it
you're in trouble. Then it's not going to work.
You can't use it.
Right. But in the case where you're only using one at a time, when it comes to connecting the wall lamaila to Yitzchak Kosher. You have Dalid Amos. When it comes to connecting the floor, if you're coming to connect the floor, the wall on the bottom, then you only you cannot have more than three Tvachim. There's a fundamental difference between Shamayim and
I
want to
correct you, not more. You can't have three Tvachim. Less than
right.
three Tvachim.
You have to have less.
Or less than Dalad Amos.
This is HaShamayim, Shamayim LaHashem.
The picture shows because the floor is less than three Tvachim away from the wall.
Then it's good.
It's considered attached.
You can connect. But more. But three Tvachim, no good. No
three
good.
No good.
And Lamala, let's say you have the exact same scenario, Lamala. Lamila, the wall comes to the top, and now until
I hear your echo.
For Amos, so it's an incredible chiddush that the din of Doifin Akuma is a din Lamila, the din of Lovud is a din Lamata.
I hear your echo. Is somebody else with your voice? Who else has your voice?
Okay, there are two separate din, din Lamila, din Lamata. Doifin Akuma is Lamila, Lovud, Lamata. Now, there are other applications of Lovud. Okay, there are other applications of Lovud, but in this specific prat of being mechaber, the doifen, to the schach, where you have material, you have something there. If you have Lamila, empty space, then it's no good. Then Lovud also applies Lamila.
So what do you mean? If there's empty space, you got to use Lovud?
Yes. If empty space, you need to come on to Lovud. Then less than three tvachim. But in the case, but on the ground, you always have material. It's an earth. The earth, you're always going to have something on the ground. So on the earth, there's always something that's over there. Yet even though you have a dovah sheyesh v'mamish, you're limited to three tvachim. Lamaila, when you have a dovah sheyesh v'mamish, you're unlimited. You have the dalad amos. You hear the difference? It's tremendous chiddush. There's a difference. Just because in science they would not accept such a thing in this world, and scientists would reject this entire principle. They would say, whatever the rules are, Lamata, these are the rules, Lamala. In engineering, you go to engineering school, whatever the rules are, Lamata, Halacha Lamayishas is Mechadish, incredible Mitzvah. That when you have exactly the same scenario, you have a wall,
right,
and the wall is distance from your kosher schach.
Right.
By a distance. So
less
if the issue is Lamaila, you have Dalit Amos.
Less than Dalit Amos, right.
Less than Amos. Yeah. Lamata, less than three Tvachim. Why should there be the difference? Logically, right. In the world of building, you would say it's all the same. What difference does it make?
It's
Halacha L'moishim Sinai Das Balabayis Hebech Midas Torah.
Exactly.
Okay, this is very important.
Very interesting what you're saying now.
And this touches upon...
Of course, the laws of engineering, it should be the same.
What difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does
it make? It has to be through and through.
Right.
Pachos, let's say it's going to be less than three tvachim, it's going to be...
Sheira.
Turn so many pages. That's the whole hundred of Daf Yom on the pages.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, Shkoyach.